November 18, 1948, Dorchester, Massachusetts. Report of E.G. White. Utterances during visions of November 18 and 1918 48. Transcripted from Joseph Bates's tract, A Seal of the Living God, 144,000 of the Servants of God Sealed, pages 24 to 26, 32. Cook's repudiation of the Sabbath. The Seal of God and Time of Trouble. In a vision in meeting the day before, November 18th, she says, Who has relaxed that fourth commandment? O thou foolish man, thou shalt feel the weight of this commandment when you cannot keep it. That charge shall be held up to thee in the day of judgment, and you will feel it more. O thou wilt wish that those words had never passed thy lips. Stand out from him entirely. When she came out of vision, she said, I saw that he rolled and turned on his bed to see how he could get round this law of God. I saw that he would feel the weight and force of it when he could not keep it. I saw he did things on the Sabbath and wished to justify himself. Who was this you saw? Answer, Cook. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. Report of E.G. White, Utterances During Vision, November 19, 1848. A small company of brethren and sisters were assembled in meeting in Dorchester, near Boston, Massachusetts. Before the meeting commenced, some of us were examining some of the points in the sealing message. Some difference of opinion existed about the correctness of the view of the word ascending, etc. And whereas we had made the publishing of the message a subject of prayer at the Topsom Conference, Maine, a little previous, and the way to publish appeared not sufficiently clear, we therefore resolved unitedly to refer it all to God. After some time spent in earnest prayer for light and instruction, God gave Sister White the following in vision, viz. Where did the light break out? Let thine angels teach us where the light broke out. It commenced from a little. Then thou didst give one light after another. The testimony and commandments are linked together. They cannot be separated. That comes first, the Ten Commandments, by God. The commandments never would be struck against if it were not to get rid of the Sabbath commandment. That one that has relaxed it is very foolish. It was very small, and when it rose, though it rose in strength, it was weak back there. When it came up, it increased. If they won't hear it, they are as accountable as though they did hear it. He was well pleased when his law began to come up in strength, and the waste places began to be built up. Out of weakness, it has become strong from searching his word. The test upon it has been but a short time. All who are saved will be tried upon it in some way. That truth arises and is on the increase, stronger and stronger. It's the seal. It's coming up. It arises, commencing from the rising of the sun. Like the sun, first cold, grows warmer and sends its rays. When that truth arose, there was but little light in it, but it has been increasing. Oh, the power of these rays! It grows in strength. The greatest weight and light is on that truth, for it lasts forever when the Bible is not needed. It arose there in the east. It began with a small light, but its beams are healing. Oh, how mighty is that truth! It's the highest after they enter the goodly land, but it will increase till they are made immortal. It commenced from the rising of the sun, keeps on its course like the sun, but it never sets. The angels are holding the four winds. It is God that restrains the powers. The angels have not let go, for the saints are not all sealed. The time of trouble has commenced, it is begun. The reason why the four winds have not let go is because the saints are not all sealed. It's on the increase and will increase more and more. The trouble will never end until the earth is rid of the wicked. At that time, neighbor will be against neighbor. That time has not yet come, when brother against brother and sister against sister, but will come when Michael stands up. When Michael stands up, this trouble will be all over the earth. Why, they are just ready to blow. There's a check put on because the saints are not sealed. Yea, publish the things thou hast seen and heard, and the blessing of God will attend. Look ye, that rising is in strength and grows brighter and brighter. That truth is the seal. That's why it comes last. The shut door we have had. God has taught and taught, but that experience is not the seal, and that commandment that has been trodden underfoot will be exalted. And when ye get that, you will go through the time of trouble. Yea, all that thou art looking at, thou shalt not see just now. Be careful. Let not light be set aside which comes from another way from which thou art looking for. Note by J. Bates. The above was copied word for word as she spake in vision. Therefore, it's unadulterated. Some sentences escaped us, and some which we have not copied here. This probably is sufficient to show the answer to our prayers.